This is Patrick Donahue of the Bible Crossfire radio program. You know, most congregations sing a hymn, Trust and Obey. They have that in their songbooks. The song expresses the necessity of trusting and obeying God in order to be pleasing to Him. But what does it mean to trust and obey God? Well, trust is a term used for a strong form of belief or faith. I've heard the difference illustrated this way. Suppose you saw a circus tightrope walker walk and push an empty wheelbarrow across a high wire between the World Trade Center towers 5 times. And then he asked you if you believed he could do it again. Considering you had just seen him do it consistently 5 times, you would probably answer yes. But then suppose he asked you to get into the wheelbarrow. See the difference in belief and trust? Let's read a couple of passages that emphasize trusting God. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So it is not enough just to believe that God exists. We must trust in God. That means we go out on a limb for God. We not only believe God exists, but we act on that belief. Jesus puts it this way in Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24-25, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You see, it's not just believing in Christ. It is giving up your life for Christ. That takes trust that God will deliver on his promises to the faithful, that there is a benefit to serving God. The word know is used to refer to this trust in 2 Thessalonians 1:8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to know, believe in, trust in God in order to be saved. And this verse points out the second requirement listed in the hymn we mentioned. We must trust and obey to be saved. Most churches emphasize the believing part but neglect the obedience part. 1 Peter 1:22 tells us the connection between obedience and the purifying of our sins. It says, Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Have you ever obeyed the truth, obeyed the gospel, as these two passages direct? Hebrews 5:9 is one of my favorite passages showing the necessity of obedience to our salvation. It reads, And being made perfect, he, talking about Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Matthew 7:21 says basically the same thing. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many churches teach all you have to do to be saved is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, meaning believe in Jesus. But they still sing the song, Trust and Obey, that contradicts that teaching. The song is right. The Bible teaches we must trust and obey God to be saved. James 2:24 puts it this way. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. So it takes more than just faith to be justified in God's sight. It also takes works.